So it's only been a couple months, but you can still hear it in the back of your head, can't you? This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you don't get the COVID vaccine, you're immoral. Then we found out the COVID vaccine doesn't actually prevent the transmission of COVID. Huh. Even Pfizer doesn't deny that. In fact, they knew that, and we know that they knew it because one of the company's executives just made a stunning admission about it. Not beating a dead horse here, it's kind of important. We've got details just ahead. Well, even the zombies in Brookline aren't defending Tony Fauci anymore. He's been unmasked as the sinister buffoon he is. But it wasn't that long ago he was in charge of everything. And when he was in charge of everything, he told us repeatedly that if you get the COVID vaccine, you're not going to get COVID, period. We know that, and we're quoting. You become a dead end for the virus, said Tony Fauci. And so widely accepted was that statement that Twitter banned anyone who disagreed with it or even questioned it as part of its COVID misinformation policy. But it soon became clear that that itself was misinformation because, of course, you can get COVID and pass it on if you've had the shot. And in fact, that shouldn't be surprising because Pfizer, which made the vaccine, never even tested to see if it prevented the transmission of COVID. What? You'd think they would know that since Tony Fauci and everyone in the US government and everyone at your kid's school and everyone on television and Morning Joe and all the rest of them knew for a fact, but Pfizer didn't even know. And we know that because Pfizer executive Jeanine Small answered questions on Monday at the European Parliament, and here's how it went.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
Oh, the speed of science! That's the speed at which you're moving too fast to do science, and you just sort of hope for the best and yell at anyone who disagrees with your preferred and hoped-for outcome. The speed of science. Rob Rose is the man you just saw on tape. He's a conservative member of the European Parliament. He's from the Netherlands, and we are grateful to have him on tonight. Rob, thanks so much for coming on. Did you know the answer to that question when you asked it, and were you shocked by what she said?
Well, good evening, Tucker. It really was a special moment. For the first time, Pfizer admitted that the vaccine was not tested on stopping the transmission of the virus when it entered the market. And this has massive implications. Governments pushed millions of people worldwide to get vaccinated by telling them, telling you to do it for your grandmother. And they tricked perfectly healthy young people into taking this jab using false arguments. And they used big words such as antisocial to sow an immense hatred against people who refuse to comply with the government's wishes. And even worse, many governments, including mine, actually introduced so-called COVID passports. These passports made access to parts of society conditional. Those who did not wish to get vaccinated lost that access, not being able to visit a restaurant or a gym, all in the name of public health. Our governments love to talk about institutional discrimination, but this was real institutional discrimination.
Yes.
In many countries, like the US and Italy, vaccine mandates were introduced for certain professions. Many people lost their job, their livelihood, their business, because they stood by their principles. Austria even had a lockdown for the unvaccinated because of this reason. The government literally imprisoned people within their own homes. All of this was based on the idea that vaccination helps prevent the spread of the virus. Otherwise, why should people out of society? But this has now proven to be a big lie. Even the president of for International Development Market of Pfizer now admits that there was no scientific basis to say vaccination would stop the transmission of the virus. And I find this one of the biggest scandals of our time. The politicians responsible for this will be angry that people are looking back at this time, but I won't forget what they did to millions of people. And if we are a democracy, we should have accountability. And that's what I'm calling for.
Yes. If we are a democracy, and by the way, Pfizer knew this. None of its executives bothered to correct these politicians, and yet no Pfizer executive has been charged with the crime they committed, which is pretty unbelievable. I wish we had more politicians like you in Washington. Rob Rose, thank you for coming on tonight. We are really grateful.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.